It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Even as Americans hold their political conventions, democracy faces another test overseas, in Thailand, where the government hasn't found a way to deal with thousands of protesters. They've occupied the grounds of the prime minister's compound in Bangkok. They want the prime minister to resign, and though they have only homemade weapons like sticks and golf clubs, the government has said it won't disperse them by force. In the past day, the government has issued arrest warrants for protest leaders, but NPR's Michael Sullivan says that hasn't changed much at the prime minister's compound.
No, it's pretty much the same atmosphere, Renee. I mean, it's very loud, it's very chaotic. There's lots of speakers here who just get up and demand the resignation of Prime Minister Samak Somtoroid. And they also accuse him of being a proxy for the deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, the man who was removed by the Thai military in September 2006. There's thousands of people here. They're having a good time. They're sitting on blankets. They're sitting under umbrellas to get out of the sun. They're having box lunches. There's plenty to drink, and they're having a good time, and they say they're not leaving.
Remind us why these protesters want this prime minister to resign, exactly.
They say this prime minister is basically doing the bidding of the deposed prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat. And they say that he's doing everything in his power to make sure that Thaksin can return to Thailand and basically keep pulling the strings here. Even though this government of Samak Somtoroid was democratically elected in December 2007. But they say he's just absolutely done nothing. All he's done is try to protect Thaksin, that he's corrupt, and that he's accomplished nothing in the 7 months since his government took power.
And any chance that the protesters will prevail, that he'll actually resign? And if so, what does that do to Thailand?
I think there's very, very little chance that Samak will resign. And in fact, he said that he's not going to do it. I think there's very little chance that this demonstration's legs will last. I think this thing may have crested last night. I mean, I was here about midnight last night, and there were tens of thousands of people here last night, and many of them were forming this protective cordon around the nine PAD leaders who the arrest warrants have been issued for. And people expected a confrontation. They thought one was going to happen, and it didn't. And today I saw the riot police who were stationed behind the building. Many of them actually withdrew today. And you know what I think? I think the government is just going to wait these protesters out. They're going to let them sit here, and they're going to let this thing sort of dissipate, even though the protesters say that they're going to carry on until the government resigns.
Well, then, you know, just finally, what would that mean if this protest just dissipates in the long term? Has this been sort of a political blip for Thailand?
I don't think so, because we've had this political uncertainty basically since the original protests launched by this same group started against the deposed Prime Minister Thaksin in 2005. I mean, basically, you have this very deep divide between what I guess you could call a Bangkok elite and the rest of the country. And Thaksin was very successful at making the vast majority of the Thais, who are rural voters, think that he was doing something for them. And that's why he was so popular, and that's why the party that Samak Somtoroid leads is popular too, because basically it's the same party reconstituted. And these people think that Thaksin, you know, he should be allowed to come back, and failing that at least Samak should be allowed to continue running the country. The Bangkok elite and many of the PAD people can be included in that category. They simply hate the idea of Thaksin. They simply hate the idea of Samak, and they want him and anything associated with him gone.
Thank you very much, NPR's Michael Sullivan, speaking to us from Bangkok.